Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
So last weekend, Lisa and I ran our first retreat for our mastermind that we put together a couple of months ago. And I just wanted to really share the story of how that came together, because I see a lot of people procrastinating and waiting for the right conditions. And, you know, learning, which is great, but only if you're doing something with the learning. And so today, I just wanted to share the process that Lisa and I went through when we launched our mastermind, just to get you to consider that perhaps you don't need to be, maybe there isn't a perfect time or the right place in order for you to launch, create, put out into the world whatever it is that you want. Maybe you don't need to be more. Maybe you don't need to have more. And maybe you don't need to really even do more. So last weekend, Lisa and I had this moment. The girls had arrived, we'd done the first night, had, you know, the merrymakers came and talked to the women on the retreat, and, you know, it was just a really fabulous time. We woke up in the morning, we did some vision boarding, and we were heading into a day of really diving deep into their stuff, because we know that it's not a lack of knowledge, that it's not a lack of expertise that stops us as women, particularly, taking those big, brave leaps forward, or even just small steps forward, because it's really the stuff that's going on inside of us that's the issue. You know, those of us with narcissistic parents who have always made us question if, you know, if we can do it. Those of us who have been in abusive relationships and question if we're worthy. You know, all of us have this stuff going on. No one is immune to it. And once you start really diving into self and figuring this shit out and, you know, dealing with it, you can take huge leaps forward. I truly believe that the entrepreneurial journey is a spiritual one. And so the more I know, you know, and I've said this before, the more I learn to know, like, and trust myself, the more people around me can know, like, and trust me. And that eventually leads to success in business, because we all know like, trust, right? So anyway, Lisa and I standing there, all the women working on their things. We've just had a huge emotional clearing kind of thing go on, and they're focused on what they want to create. And they're there silently just scribbling away. And Lisa and I just look at each other and we're like, fuck, we created this. We created this incredible space. We brought together 12 fucking crazy, amazing women. And they're going places and they're forming these incredible bonds with each other. And we created that. We are responsible for this. And we cried and hugged. And so I thought it would be really, you know, an opportunity just to share how that looked. Because I think often we think we need to have all these things, all these answers before we act. And we need to have a vision and locked in and be really attached to that goal and blah, 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 blah. When sometimes just acting from your gut and your heart is all you actually need. You just need to be willing to put yourself out there. So Lisa and I, we had talked about starting this mastermind for quite some time. But Lisa had her own fear and insecurity going on, and I can't really speak to that, but it's not really my place to But from my own perspective, I guess my fear and doubt was, this wasn't my first rodeo. I'd run masterminds before and they hadn't really gone all that well. So I was kind of afraid that we wouldn't make it and then it would just reinforce my feelings of mediocrity, you know? That maybe I would bring my shit touch to Lisa's Midas touch and everything would fucking fall apart. But I just decided, or we just decided, to do it regardless. Just put it out there and see what happened. And I find that these are the times when I've had the success, right? When I haven't overthought it, when I haven't crafted it down within an inch of its life before releasing it out into the world. You know, with the Office Collective, I really did a build it and they will come approach, down to the minutest of details based on a whole bunch of assumptions. And you know what they say about assumptions? They make an ass out of you and me, and they're the mother of all fuck-ups. So this, you know, this approach, and I did it with Radcasters, of kind of just floating an idea to the market and seeing what happens, really can work. So, and I've done it a lot, and some of it has worked and some of it hasn't, and I have done a lot of work to try to not make that personal, but that's the podcast for another day. So Lisa and I just decided we would act. We would do, you know, that idea of MVP, which I'm sure I've spoken about on a podcast before, which is, you know, what is the path of least resistance? What's the minimum viable product? And what is the, you know, what is the easiest way for you to get there? So Lisa and I decided we would just, you know, we decided that we would, if we got 12 people, we would go ahead with it. And if we didn't, we wouldn't go ahead. So there was no, you know, big risk involved. We didn't have a website. We didn't have a Facebook. So that's what we did. We jumped on Skype. We recorded a video of us talking about why we were creating it, which was really because Lisa and I have this friendship where we hold each other in our highest potential and we're there for each other through all of the shit. We're each other's rocks. And, you know, I'm blessed to be surrounded by women, you know, that I can lean on when shit gets hard, because like I said before, this entrepreneurial journey is as much a spiritual journey as it is, you know, a business one. And as we're going through, you know, as we're putting ourselves out there, all kinds of shit comes up, all kinds of shit from our childhood rears its ugly head, you know, and you need someone who's got your back and understands what you're going through. And so we really wanted to create this incredible space for women because, you know, we just believe in it so much. We definitely put our success down to the fact that we have each other and that we can. I can call her when I'm having a really fucking ugly day and questioning everything. I can call her and she can remind me of who I really am. And we wanted to give that gift to other women. So we just recorded a video on Skype talking about, you know, what our idea was, and we set up a type form application so people could just fill in that. 16 people decide they wanted to have a chat with us, and 12 spaces. So we hand selected the people to come on, and that was it. You know, there was no us trying to over deliver value or us trying to sell what we had. It was just an idea. We floated it. People were interested. We jumped on to see if they were a fit and we offered them a place. It really was that simple. We decided just to run the whole thing down the middle so we didn't have to, you know, because we didn't know whether this was going to work or whether we were going to enjoy it. So we didn't want to commit to, you know, starting a company together or even just a partnership. We just decided to run it down the middle. So Lisa took half the girls or women. I took the other half, and I run one retreat and she runs the other. And so it's just very, very simple and amazing, because I can see the impact that it's having on the people who are involved. And I can see the transformations that are taking place due to the fact that Lisa and I acted despite our fear. And I think that's just incredible, right? Like, we don't need the fancy website. We don't need the professional headshots. We don't need a podcast, says the person who runs Radcaster's podcasting school. We don't need to be doing Facebook Lives all the time. We don't even need a fucking Facebook page. What we need is to be willing to be uncomfortable. We need to be willing to, step outside that comfort zone. We need to be willing to have conversations with people. And you know, that free flow that my last free flow was about pricing, right? And starting where you are. And I think the same goes for business in general. Start where you are with what you have. Whatever gets you that traction, whatever gets you some momentum, do that. You know, and sometimes I feel like we just need permission from someone else to do it. And so take this as your permission. Take this as your permission to act in whatever way you need to act to build up that confidence, to get you moving forward, to get you realizing that while that was uncomfortable, I'm still safe, right? And that really has been my, I guess, biggest lesson over the last few years has been, yes, I've had failure. Yes, I have, you know, I've fallen off the horse so many times and questioned if I could get back on it. Can I do this again? Really, do I have to do it again? But I feel like I have no choice. You know, like, and not from a, I'm a victim, no choice, but from a, I'm here to learn and grow and stretch and be uncomfortable and try new things. My life just isn't fulfilled when I'm not, you know, extending outside, expanding. And so can't not. And see, here's the other thing that I want you to know. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything you don't want to. You don't have to do an MVP. You don't have to run a membership. You don't have to have a podcast. You don't have to be on Facebook. You don't have to start a business. None of that stuff, like the starting the business, in the next episode, I'm interviewing Jodi Vassallo. And I really encourage you to listen to this episode because she speaks to that, right? To that needing to be, you know, getting so wrapped up in who you are. Well, not who you are, but what you do, that sometimes life can pass you by and you're like, it didn't really matter. So I just really encourage you to question. Do you need to be starting a business? Is it what you really want? Because if it's not, your heart is never going to be in it. You're never going to feel fulfilled. Because perhaps what you actually want is just, you know, simply to enjoy being a mother. Or, you know, what you really want is, I don't know, whatever it is that you really want. And that's okay, right? Like, it's okay to want to be a mum and be fully immersed in that. And it's okay to not want that. It's okay for you to be like, oh my God, motherhood is like Groundhog Day, and I want something more. That's okay too. You know, it's okay to be and feel whatever you're being or feeling. I think that the biggest mistake most of us make is trying to avoid that, you know, trying to avoid our feelings, trying to avoid pain. I mean, if we just allowed it, life would be so much richer because we could act despite the fear, you know? It's never not going to be there. When I asked in my Show Up Speak Up group what I should talk about today, one of the girls said that she wanted me to talk about acting despite fear and how for some reason we think that other people have it all together. And they don't. And at the retreat, actually, someone shared that Paul McCartney, even after all these years being a performer, still feels nerves before he jumps on stage. I mean, he's fucking Paul McCartney. You know? None of us are immune. And I think one of the biggest mistakes we make is thinking that when we get to a certain destination, you know, we're going to be miraculously fixed. And as someone who has reached a number of destinations throughout her life, I can tell you, wherever you go, oh boy, there you are in all your fucked upness. You know, there is no geographical cure for you. There's no outrunning you. And nobody has their shit all together. You know, Lisa recently ran a challenge where she's had over 9,000 people go through it. And she was kind of like, hang on, have I made it? Have I made it? Because I'm still me. You know? And I think most of us do feel like life will be different when. And life can be different now or not. And I think the key really is accepting that, accepting wherever you are, however you're feeling, knowing that nothing actually needs to change. You don't need to be any different. You don't need to have anything different. You know, you don't need to go anywhere different. You can just be you in this moment, in this time, in this space. And instead of resenting or constantly striving, just accept and allow. Anyway, that's my thoughts for today. What do I want you to take away from this? Well, I'm pretty sure you've probably already taken some stuff away. I hope you have. But if there's anything, I just really want you to question. Question why. Why am I doing this? And I just really want you to realize that you are where you need to be. You have what you need to have. You are already who you want to be. You are already doing what you want to do. And that's it. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. It really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.